2 years ago, Destiny USA proposed building a $75 million hotel with about 250 rooms. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Destiny is now renewing its request for a tax deal with the Onondaga County Industrial Development Agency.
It's a slightly scaled-back version of the original proposal, a $48 million project with 209 rooms. Destiny wants an estimated $6.8 million in tax relief from the county agency over the next 12 years. David Aiken of Destiny says it is about growing the region's tourism industry.
We have the opportunity to put our welcome mat out, bring more people to the marketplace, employ more people, grow the sales tax, the room occupancy tax, and have them spend longer amounts of time when they're here with us.
The tax deal does come with some community benefits. Destiny is promising that 15% of the 225 construction jobs will go to minority or women-owned businesses. Destiny also says 50% of the 70 permanent jobs at the hotel will go to residents of the city of Syracuse. The company would face fines if they fail to meet that projection. Destiny worked closely with the county agency after recent public opposition to another tax deal for Core Development's Inner Harbor project, which is not too far away from Destiny and includes a hotel. Pat Hogan, one of the board members for the county agency, says it's a good deal.
We have to recognize New York State is a high tax state, and sometimes we have to give developers to do projects like this that are going to benefit the community as a whole, especially with jobs, which are critical for the city of Syracuse and the residents of the city of Syracuse.
The development agency will hold a public hearing in the next 10 days, review the comments, and then vote on the tax deal. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.